What'll I do? It's Paula Cole chiming in with our guest today, who is standing by on the telephone. He'll be at Kuss Auditorium this Saturday. That's this Saturday, September 26th at 8 p.m. It is a great pleasure to welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Bode. Chris, welcome.
Thanks for having me on your program. How are you?
I'm quite well and probably a bit more awake. We're speaking to you from a three-hour time difference, so a good morning from the Miami Valley.
Oh, well, good morning to me. It's all fine.
Very good. You're coming in this weekend to play, and I have to say I've read nothing but the most lovely reviews about your latest CD, which, by the way, features, among others, Sting. And I'd just like to know how you guys met back up this time around and realized that you needed to collaborate.
Well, our musical relationship started back in 1999 when I joined his band in the Brand New Day World Tour. And subsequently, he's done so much for me as a friend and as someone who believes in my music. So he asked me to open for his band throughout the world and basically set the table single-handedly for me to have a career. And so my kind of connection with him has gone way past sort of just collaborating as musical friends, and he's become like my big brother or something. And I wouldn't be here this morning speaking to you on the phone had it not been for his ongoing belief in my career. He really has made my career for me. So doing things like him guesting on the Boston show is usually, you know, it just kind of goes without saying at this point. But he's just such an awesome musician and a great person.
He is, and so diverse, which you've been sort of, that must be a part of the resonance between the two of you. There's you cast a wide net. It's become so much more than just any genre or style. So that all seems to make sense.
Well, I mean, I certainly learned a lot about that sort of approach, being in his band for all those years and seeing that, you know, he was just as enthusiastic and capable of singing something like Ave Maria with, some great opera singer as he would be playing, you know, Roxanne in an arena, you know, and that sort of appreciation for the broad scope of music is something that I see in him, and I think it's fantastic. And, you know, I just, in some sort of weird way, just kind of thought, I wonder if that could work with the trumpet, too, and it sort of has.
We're speaking with trumpeter and composer and performer who will be in Springfield at the Kuss Auditorium this Saturday night, Chris Bode. And you had music virtually from birth, or I guess you could say even before your mother, a piano player, a taught piano. And I have to imagine that teaching little fingers to play was a part of early job one.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of started on piano and then rebelled against the piano and took up the trumpet because I thought, oh, it'll be something different. And it was, and it, you know, at the point in your life where you realize you're not going to be Michael Jordan, what do you do to just sort of make your life something in those early years, like sort of stand out and you're not going to be an athlete, you know? And so, and that's what I did. I sort of kind of had the trumpet and I thought, well, this would be something I could do. But I'm one of these believers that, you know, you're not really born with the talent. You know, the talent is 99% drive and focus and 1% luck, you know, and that's basically kind of how that stuff shakes out, I think. You know, and if you're in an environment where you really want to practice and feel like you can do something, then I think a young person has a shot at doing something on any instrument.
I think that's so well put. I've also noticed I know it's true of several guitar players who we consider to be of world quality, that something had happened to them often in their early double digits, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, that I know that Brian Eno had mononucleosis and was holed up and found and often again and again the story crops up that an artist found himself sort of confined and had to and basically do nothing but learn how to play this instrument. I have a feeling that did happen to you, and is that true?
Yeah, well, I was just always excited about practicing, and the solitude aspect of it is something that I enjoyed. And, you know, I would really think that if you look at great athletes like Tiger Woods, sat there and swung the golf club for many, many, many hours and years and days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a child's ability to do something in music or sports is directly linked to their appetite for repetition. So once you find a kid that wants to, like, be alone and practice and have repetition in their life and discipline, then they have a shot at it. But what's happening now, unfortunately, is kids have all these other things that divert them, that open up a whole other world. They have the Game Boy and the Internet.
So their appetite for repetition is satisfied there.
It's satisfied there, and also they get bored.
Right.
I mean, if I had the ability to go on, you know, the Game Boy and start, you know, playing games with somebody in China or something like that when I was a kid, I may not sit in my practice room in Oregon and try to find, you know, joy in this ancient brass instrument called the trumpet. You know, and I just think that it's a bit sad statement for what's going on today. I wish kids had the ability to be a little bit more isolated in a weird kind of way, you know, and I think that stuff would help them in their ability to do those types of things. But hey, that's just me being, you know, looking back at the generation and going, these kids today.
Well, I can pretty much say that tears it. My little boy, who's only 8, begging for a Nintendo DS, which would be a handheld model of said, you know, video game. And I've been considering it because he seems to want it so badly. And I just right here, mark this date on the calendar. I'm not getting it. We'll get him a trumpet.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm the problem. Terrible.
He'll be 30 and think, curse you, Chris Bodie. We're speaking with Chris Bodie, who will be playing his ancient instrument brought quite beautifully to the present at Kuss Auditorium this Saturday night, September 26th. That is at 8 p.m. You can go for more information to springfieldartscouncil.org. Again, that's springfieldartscouncil.org. Full details about the show and opportunities to buy tickets as well. We are going to go out on your collaboration with Sting. I guess just the one among the long many. You know, I have to say, Chris, I did not fully understand that that you and he have had a parallel, so fully parallel path for all this time. And what a nice thing for him to do, or anyone to do, after, you know, you're established, you're well, you see something, someone else with a shine, someone else with an ability, and reach out and include. Makes me love Sting even more.
Well, when I was in his band, he had a very common saying. He goes, nothing makes me more proud than to walk to the side of the stage and have my band shine, because that just makes my light shine brighter, you know. And I try to do that now with young musicians and people that I travel with, that I feature heavily in my band, that I believe are genius musicians. And so when we're there at the show on Saturday, you know, you're going to see some of the best jazz musicians and people that understand classical as well. We carry an incredible classical violinist with us as well. So the show will cross over into lots of different kinds of feels from song to song, and on a really high level, featuring a bunch of different artists. And so I got that all from, you know, from my opportunity originally with Sting.
Looking forward to the show this Saturday. Just lovely. I was teasing you earlier. Not teasing, but that's true. A girlfriend of mine's grandma from Florida is flying up specifically for this show. She's been touched and moved by your music, and that's just a little tip of the iceberg. There's a resonance there, and we'll all be so pleased to welcome you this Saturday night to the Clark State Performing Arts Center, the Kuss Auditorium, right there. And Chris, thank you for taking a moment this morning to talk with us.
My pleasure, and I really hope that I just did not warp your poor young child. I feel like I got to buy him the Game Boy and bring it to him, for God's sake.
I can't wait. I'll be like, okay, now, hun, you know Chris Bodie? Yeah, uh-huh. Well, he said. No.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Fabulous. Chris, thank you so much. And we'll go out here with 7 Days featuring Sting and Dominique Miller. Thank you so much. We'll see you Saturday.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Please welcome Sting.
4522.